You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Tuesday, commentator Gary Joyner is here with this appreciation of an insurance salesman who wrote 17 number one bestsellers of international intrigue and espionage and forever changed the thriller genre.
Not many people influence the course of history without being a central player in it. Imagine, if you will, a middle-class kid from Baltimore, born in 1947, who grew up in a middle-class family. As a youngster, he hated children's books, and instead, he read naval history. He wanted to be in the service of his country. He attended Loyola College in Baltimore, where he joined the ROTC, and majored in English, and graduated in 1969. The Navy told him he was too nearsighted and turned him down. He was crushed. Instead, he found a job selling insurance in rural Maryland. He was miserable. If he couldn't serve his country, he could write about it. He loved military hardware, and the men and women who served in the armed services were his heroes. He wrote the first book of its kind, which became the opening for an entire genre of literature. Nobody could surpass this frustrated warrior. He sold the publishing rights of this first book for $5,000 in 1984. The Naval Institute Press printed 5,000 copies of the novel. Deborah Grosvenor, who worked at the press, fought for its publication. She was quoted last week, "I think we have a potential bestseller here, and if we don't grab this thing, somebody else would." He had this innate storytelling ability, and his characters had this very witty dialogue. The gift of the Irish, or whatever it was, the man could tell a story. The book received very little publicity until one day after a press conference, President Ronald Reagan was asked what he was reading for pleasure, and said it was a new book by a guy named Tom Clancy. Reagan said, "The Hunt for Red October is my kind of yarn," and said that he couldn't put it down. People began to read Red October with fascination. Who was this author? He must be a retired Pentagon official or a CIA retired spy. Shortly after the president's comments, two officers from the Office of Naval Intelligence knocked on Clancy's door and tried to arrest him for espionage and leaking government secrets. He invited them in. They asked him how he got the specific information he wrote about. Who had he talked to? He took them into his study and showed them hundreds of books he collected and, of course, read. Nothing was classified. They left him alone. Clancy's chief protagonist, Jack Ryan, became a staple in several other books, movies, and stories. He began as a claustrophobic CIA analyst, and over the course of his fictional career became President of the United States twice. Not all of Clancy's books featured Ryan. His second book, Red Storm Rising, was a World War III techno thriller that foretold stealth fighters, among other military hardware. Clancy foretold the tensions in the Southern Soviet Union and tensions with Islamic radicals, Central American and Mexican drug lords, and a resurgent China attempting to dominate the Eastern Hemisphere at the expense of Russia and the United States. He also foretold the thawing of relations between the U.S. and Russia. As of this summer, Clancy sold over 100 million copies of his novels. 17 reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Recently, Clancy was quoted saying, "I hang my hat on getting as many things right as I can. I've made up stuff that turned out to be real. That's the spooky part." Tom Clancy was admitted to Johns Hopkins Hospital on October 2, 2013, and died shortly after. Clancy and his alter ego, Jack Ryan, will be sorely missed. Clancy proves, with his writing and his life, that history matters.